I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
Yeah, how about you let me drive?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I want to drive.
Just drive, baby.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, everybody, it is time for the Drive to the Close on this Tuesday. Doug Scioka back with us, CEO and partner at Kavar Capital Partners, roughly $610 million in assets under management. Doug back with us on the phone from Leawood, Kansas, joining myself and Bob Avery. Hey, nice to have you back.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me back.
Man, the days are dense and packed, but I've said that, I think, to you before.
what a week, and it's only Tuesday. I said to Paul, the only thing hotter than the headlines is the weather in Kansas City this week. It's amazing.
So what are you guys talking about in Kansas City? Tell me what, you know, you sit down to dinner with folks, and what's the first thing that everybody talks about?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing and sort of the headline and then sort of the subtitles or the byline would be the volatility, of course. And the volatility is on people's minds because it was so absent for so long, and now it's back, and it's back with a vengeance. And I just put a piece out that just talked about this volatility is coming in waves, but it's coming in repetitive waves. It's almost like we're in the second verse of a song, and it's the second verse is the same as the first. And the first wave was all about interest rate gyrations and credit export volatility, and that began in January and took hold in February and big spikes in yields. And that dissipated, and people calmed down a little bit, and then it became the crosshairs was on the geopolitics and everything attendant to congressional realignment and trade tariffs and all things to do with Russia and Bob Mueller. And then that dissipated, and then we came to the end of the first quarter, and we had great earnings, but maybe not unbelievably great outlooks. And that was kind of wave three. And then we did that, to mix metaphors. We did that wash, rinse, sanitize, and now we're repeating. Right? We saw more wave of credit export volatility. A 10-year got above 3%. Now Trump just left Quebec, and he was in Singapore. Now Trudeau is being interviewed today, and we have all kinds of considerations as it relates to war games and trade tariffs extenuating, and then that'll take us into the end of the second quarter, and then we'll start more with earnings consternation.
And the VIX right now is just above 12.
Of 12.
With all of that that you just
35.
Said. I know.
Yeah.
It can move
quickly.
You're
right. It's amazing. It can. Absolutely. And I think that's what we learned is you don't want to be lulled into a false sense of complacency or calm, because that's typically going to be a temporary condition. But I think maybe the salve and the undercurrent beneath it all, even though the Fed is, and maybe we'll hear more tomorrow, begun its elegant exit, is we do have a strong economy. And I saw that a little later you're going to have Greg Valliere on the program, who's just been so on and so much of his outlook and such a guiding force for all of us in the investment community. And he talks about the reason Trump's able to get away with what he is and the reason the world can look like it's in a complete disarray is because we do have strong underlying global economies right now. And as long as we can bend but not break, that's going to go a long way to providing stability.
Doug, what do you when you sit down in Kansas City and talk about what's the thing that you're worried about? What are the things in the course of the conversation or things that aren't so positive?
Yeah, I think you worry about like making sure you're fully come to grips, Bob, and knowing what you don't know. And our goal with our clients is to be strategic in implementing our allocations. And it's easy to be passe and call all qualitative items noise, but some do have meaning. So making sure that we're sort of stripping through some of the headlines to understand the specific ramifications that could undermine the opportunities that we see, and not just focus solely on the tactical piece, but constantly reinforce where opportunities are going to lie because of our long-term focus. So I guess kind of a roundabout way of saying is making sure our filtering mechanism is more quantitative than qualitative.
So, okay. So what does that mean when you're right now putting some money to work? Where are you finding some opportunities, Doug?
Yeah.
You know, what's kind
Great
of interesting?
Question.
You know, Dave Wilson's been talking about, is it the consumer staples kind of moving around all of a sudden? And they've been, you know, really kind of hated all year. So I don't know. Tell me where you're putting things.
Well, we would line up not too opposite of what Dave is discussing, because the staples have gone from a reasonably strong overvaluation to a massive undervaluation, not only versus the broad market, but versus where they trade historically. And there's such a great mean reverting opportunity because they got thrown out as a sector because of their quality of being bond surrogate type investments. Right, when you had a great company like a Procter & Gamble that had a 2.5% yield premium over a 10-year bond, and now that's a 1% to 1.5% yield premium, the optionality on the underlying stock is less attractive. So all things being equal, if you could buy a bond or a bond surrogate, money has tilted this year into bonds. So that has been an interesting opportunity, is that sector has been forgotten for the underlying growth prospects that it still possesses. Yes, it's competitive. But what we've seen, and we think we're going to see even more in that sector, is there's going to be more of a wave of consolidation that takes place, because scale is the only critical element that those companies can possess to compete effectively the way the world is moving. So we like the consumer staple sectors a lot. We actually even like some sectors of the bond market a lot.
Really?
We've seen such a significant backup in rates. You bet.
Which part? Absolutely. Hey, just got about 20 seconds here. Which part? Which part along the yield curve?
Yeah, we actually put a lot of time and attention into foreign fixed income.
Oh, okay.
But in frontier-like countries, Carol. So
yeah.
As opposed to develop and even a little bit further down the cap curve than emerging markets, we found a lot of opportunities in frontier markets that are paying significant yield premiums to develop and emerging to the tune of maybe 8.5% to 9%.
All right. Great to check in with you, Doug. Thank you so much. Doug Scioca, he's Chief Executive Officer and Partner at Kavar Capital Partners. As we mentioned, about $610 million in assets under management. Doug joining us on the phone from Leawood, Kansas. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on this Tuesday. I'm Carol Masser, along with Bob Ivry, our Bloomberg News Senior Editor. We've got the closing and look at some of your movers and shakers on this Tuesday in just a moment.